Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is the inaugural edition of Hey, Check That Music Out. You gotta like it. This is that music. All right. Welcome to the inaugural edition of EAFL. Madden.com Radio. This is the Commissioner, T, as I have known. And this is really just a dry run. I've never used Blog Talk Radio before, so this is a dry run to see how this is going to work out and to kind of give it a shot. So we're going to see how it goes. We are expecting a special guest to be calling in any time now. The primetime king, if you will, is supposed to be calling in any moment and joining us, and it should be fun. We're going to talk about Madden, we're going to talk about the league, and, you know, it should be a good time. So we expect to get some emails from guys in the league, and I think we're going to have a good time for the next up to an hour. It should be okay. Let's see if this is Primetime King. Primetime, is this you?
What's up, T?
Hey, there he is. We have live with us the Primetime King, affectionately known as Vince, first guest on the new live EAFL Madden.com radio show. And hopefully there's guys out there in the league listening and enjoying the show. And,
yep.
Hey, so, we used to call you, Coach VC. We've called you, Vince. What do you want to be called?
Well, T, preferably Vince, you know. I don't go by my message board name or, you know, my gamer tag on Xbox. Everybody got a custom event, so we can just keep it in there.
We're going to call you Vince? Okay.
Well, yep.
We'll call you Vince. So, Vince, the first thing I want to talk about is, your season. Your season, unfortunately, didn't end well. Talk a little bit about, you know, your regular season and then your playoffs.
Well, going to the regular season, you know, I'm always pumped, hyped, you know, love the EAFL. Going to a division with Master Ace, Young Money, and Bad Boy, you know, high expectations. I looked at it as three losses at the most, you know. I had Casper, who went 15-1 in the regular season, had two cool on the schedule. Those were my two losses and a possible third. Crucial losses to Master Ace and one against Drewski, you know. Tell it all, played to my competition level, so, you know, it didn't go as expected, but, you know, all is well. So, as a playoff, like you said, man, I must be in some kind of slump, something. It has to be something, because last season, I lost first round to Ride Dogs. Nothing to these, by the way, you know, EFL is tough. Anybody can win on any given day, you know, but, you know, as myself, you know, being a league many seasons, you know, I expect more. I expect a championship every season, but it doesn't go your way all the time. So that's that.
Okay, and you know, at the end of the playoffs, your immediate reaction was to talk about taking some time off, and something happened, and next thing you know, you're back for season 27. What happened? You went from I'm going to take some time off to deciding to come back and go one more season. What happened?
Here's the thing. Losing season after season, I'm going to admit it's frustrating as hell, and that's why I don't give franchise too much slack. You know, I mean, losing is a hard thing, especially when you have high expectations. But so I looked at it, I said, you know, T gave me a hard time about it already. I've been practicing. I've been in the lab. I think I'm developing a passing game. I want to try it out, see what I can do. Because everybody in the league knows I'm a full house man. I just tote the rock. Run, 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 run. You know, if I can, I feel as though I can develop a passing attack, which I think I have already, and bring it to this new season. I think I'll be able to make some noise one more time, you know, before the summer. And, you know, I might stay until 9 come out. I don't have nothing to do.
Well, you know, the league would never be the same without you. And, you know, that leads me to my next question. You know, there was a couple of guys in the league that decided they wanted to create kind of a mini group or a sub-clique of the EAFL, and they didn't have a name yet, but they were talking about the 17 to 19-year-old young men that live out in the Midwest that play in our Madden League, and they wanted you guys to have kind of a little name. And some of us, and you know, particularly myself, took a little bit of exception to that because, you know, we have a name. We're the EAFL. But I noticed you didn't really comment on the topic. I noticed that with all the things that went back and forth, I was waiting to hear, because you were the main issue as you're a veteran of the league, yet the new guys were trying to take you into their little clique. So what were your thoughts on the sub-clique versus just being a vet at the EAFL?
I'm kind of confused at the moment. Are you talking about with, like, the clans, like the new era?
Yes, the new era, the new era group, the new era clan.
Well, to be honest, everybody knows Jay Bev and Too Cool. I'm pretty cool with them, you know. They don't get too involved with Calvary's vets versus, you know, new guys and stuff like that. And they was talking about having a little clique going to these tournaments, you know, for whatever. And I'm down for it, you know, rather do that than use the EAFL on, you know, in certain situations where, you know, get you pissed off or anything. So that was the whole thing. What's that?
No, I guess my point was, you know, we spent a lot of time and energy marketing, you know, the league name, and so what were your thoughts on your little group, you know, coming up with a separate name and not necessarily being directly connected with the EAFL?
See, I couldn't even answer that because me, if I'm in the new era or whatever group, it's just a mini group because I'm going to come to them tournaments with my big-ass EAFL T-shirt repping that shit, so I couldn't even tell you. You know, it's just a group, you know, not too serious right now. Right now it's me, Bev, Too Cool, and that's Jack, just some Midwest people. And basically, I mean, if we had to develop it, you know, bigger, it'd probably just be like mini groups of the EAFL. I mean, it's had an EAFL that's like, you know, the head, you know, of everything, and then you got your Midwest section, then you got your Northeast, Northwest section, you know, up north with you guys and stuff. You know, divide the groups, but all in all, yeah, until I die, so that's like I said on that topic, you know.
Well, that's
I can, yeah, there's no subgroups or nothing like that. I mean, I'm, you know, Bev and Too Cool, they want to come up with something, and you know, I was cool, you know, nothing against it. But when it comes down to it, I'm at a tournament or something next year, which I plan on being at, I'm gonna have my EFL T-shirt on, nothing but.
Sounds good. Hey, let's talk about the let's talk about the 360 playoffs, and we'll see if we get anybody to call in. A couple of guys on the board said that they were going to call in, so we'll see if anybody decides to join us. But in the meantime, let's talk about the 360 playoffs, and we already talked about your unfortunate demise. Have there been any other surprises that you've heard of in the league's playoffs, in the 360 playoffs?
Well, as for surprises, Fran not scoring any points with the Patriots. That's a surprise. Even though the boys is, you know, he's top caliber. Gotta give him all his credit for coming back and doing something with the Dolphins.
What do you think about the boys returning to the league after such a long departure, as after being arguably, I mean, when we think about the dominant players in the EAFL in the PS2 system for Madden, you know, you can't not put the boys in that conversation when you talk about just pure dominance.
Exactly.
I don't know if he ever had a season under 13 wins. I mean, he was that dominant. And yet, when the 360 game came out, he was absent for months. And this is, you know, we're in March now, and this is his first season with the league, you know, in the 360. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I can't give him too much slack. Because you still got guys like B. Wood and, you know, others who have 360s, and they're not in the major leagues yet. But, I mean, I'm going to go with him on this. I think he said he didn't have a computer for a couple of months or something like that. I mean, I believe he's about the EFL as much as he can, and I'm going to just go with that, you know. I believe he's EFL all the way, too. I mean, he might have his other little cliques, you know, pertaining to some other groups he'd be talking about, like the lab and all that. But when it comes down to it, the boys is... He's with the EFL, so I mean, you can't knock him for his absence the past couple of months. But
you're in a good mood, huh, Vince? I got you riled up, man. You're too much of a good mood, man. You know.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I understand where you're coming from. Like, yeah, this being a season and all, but still, I mean.
Well, I tell you, if you don't want to say it, I'll say it. I'm not questioning loyalty, but what I am saying is there are guys that get used to playing on a certain level, and if they can't play on that certain level, they'd rather not play than to lose. And I think he spent a lot of time labbing and getting a scheme together and got to the point where he felt like he can compete and then came back. Now, is there anything wrong with that? No, there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, I'm not so quick to just throw the EAFL umbrella and say, welcome back, son. Good to have him back. But
right.
I think there was more of a plan to him coming back now than, you know, I think he came back now. The Madden year is winding down. Football's over with now, and I think he came back now because he knew he'd be able to compete. He didn't play in September or October when that's prime Madden time. He's coming now at the end of the season. So, you know, you gotta look at that and you gotta ask yourself, and the boys, if you're out there, you said you'd be listening, you're welcome to call in and give me your thoughts and give me your counterpoint and correct me if I'm wrong. I'd love to hear from you. If you're out there, you know, The number's 347-838-9525, so feel free to call in. I know your cell phone's free now, so, you know, call on in and tell me that I'm wrong. I'd love to hear it. So let's look at the 360 playoffs. So we got the boys advancing, and he's going to be playing a Ravens owner. Now, who's the Ravens owner?
Hello?
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I said, who's the Ravens owner?
Calvi.
Calvi, all right. What do you think? How do you think that game's gonna ship out? Now, Calvi's a former Super Bowl winner on the 360 side.
I got this game. I got it being a blowout going to Calvi. As much as I want to favor the boys and the vets, going by the last game and the lack of offense and defense, because Yaman figures this shit was a straight beast. I think he should have been an MVP contender, but I don't know. I don't know what happened with all that, but I think the Ravens just match up totally well against the Dolphins. Not even the matchup. It's overmatched. So I got Calvi winning 28 to the Dolphins 7. Picks below about. Yeah, I got the boys throwing about 4 picks. Cause that's what happened the first game.
Okay. And then on the NFC side, we've got Keegan, who, you know, I got to admit, I'm surprised that he, you know, had a pretty solid win over Tiki. Tiki had a great season, and I was a little surprised that Keegan took him out 38-21. But we've got Keegan going up against the Bears, and I'll have to ask you again, who's the Bears owner? I can look it up, but
J-Bev.
J-Bev, okay, that's right. J-Bev was the Bears owner. Yeah, I should have knew that since he beat me this season. So we got Keegan against J-Bev. Well, how do you see that game?
J-Bev, his defense is pretty sick, along with his rocky catching. I'm not trying to give out, you know, anybody's information, but I believe Keegan knows his game by now. They played they played during the regular season. I don't see it being any different. I got J-Bev winning this one by 3 scores too.
Okay. I was gonna say, okay, so if you got J-Bev over Keegan, and that's the Bears over the Eagles, that would put J-Bev in the conference ship against Casper. Casper's sitting there waiting. You have the fairly powerful offense of the Rams against a fairly solid defense of the Bears. How would you, assuming that Keegan does go down, how do you handicap the J-Bev-Casper game, Rams and Bears?
This is going to be, it's probably going to be the best game in the playoffs this season. No, no doubt. It's tough to call it, T, but I'm going to have to go with Casper. You know, this is just his season. He got his Rams. He's playing great ball, you know. Drew Bennett's having one hell of a season. Bev, if he can establish enough offense, which he's probably going to do. Sorry, it's going to be an offensive shootout, no doubt. I think Casper's going to get the ball last and be able to punch it in, get the game winning touchdown, the game winning field goal for the win.
Yeah, I think I remember many seasons ago when Casper had quit midseason and his team was 5-6, and I believe it was the Ravens, if I remember correctly. And, as I've been known to do, I gave him a hard time about quitting. And he came back and asked if he could have the team back. And he came back, and he didn't lose a game. He went from 5-6 right into the playoffs and won his first and only Super Bowl. And I think at the end of last season, some of the comments of some of the newer guys really lit a fire in Casper. And Casper going 15-1, and I think he's on a mission. I really think that he's on a mission to regain the veteran status for the league. So as good as J-Bev is, and J-Bev is top-notch, you know, certainly going to be a contender every season. I'd agree with you. I think this is Casper's year to make a run. I really do.
Yeah, with him, like you said, with him being pretty steamed at the, I guess you would call rookies with Calvin and all them, talking all that shit. I think with that and him feeling what he gave me, quote unquote, shafted by the league after the decision with, for the game not to be replayed against Chargers for life.
Right.
With that, I mean, he's just on the run. You know, he's not in that Super Bowl. I don't think nothing's going to stop it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I really think that, you know, he's one of those kind of guys who, and as much as I hate to say it, I mean, him and I have certainly had our run-ins. I just got an instant message from my girlfriend who is listening, and I thought I'd just interrupt and just say hi to her and tell her thanks for the kind words and tell her that I love her, and I appreciate her support. So she just sent me a message. So, hey, anybody else want to send an email or call in and join the show, feel free. You know, again, this is more of a test run. We're gonna try to do this. I couldn't book a time for the time of the draft Sunday night. The website only has certain amount of slots, so I cannot do it at the same time as a draft. But I did schedule a show for 11:00 Sunday night Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, we're going to talk about the draft, we're going to talk about the picks and who got what team, and we're going to make some early predictions as to who's going to be the favorite for season 27. And who knows, maybe we'll have a special guest or two. So, you know, that's going to be the next show. But, yeah, I think as much as Casper and I have had a lot of controversy, but I'll tell you, he's one of the guys that if you know, you really upset him in this game, he's a guy you don't want to play, and that's really the bottom line. You know, you tug at his cape a bit, and he's just someone you don't want to play. And, you know, I got to give credit where credit is due. So, all right. So,
we're forgetting about Too Cool and Too Cool in the championship game?
Well, let's see. I'm going to the forums now because there was some updates that our good friend Bama was posting. So I'm checking out the, 20-17, Too Cool was up, fourth quarter lead. Nope, edit ball game. So Too Cool has won over Lance. Now Too Cool is the Texans, right?
Yes.
All right, so, yeah, Too Cool has taken out Lance and the Broncos. So we're talking about Too Cool in the championship game to play the winner of Ravens and Dolphins, and so how do you see, you know, you think the boys might go down, how do you see Too Cool going
next
up against Calvi?
That's a tough one, because Houston, and they're not as bad as some people make them seem, call Keegan, but anyway, it's tough. I don't know if Calvi can handle Too Cool's offense because, like you said, when Too Cool gets going on offense, that man, he has Andre Johnson is a beast. He killed me in our game. So I don't know. I'm going to go with Too Cool 31, Calvi 28.
Okay. Now, I see I got a couple of callers, so let me see who's on the line and let them join us here.
Yep.
You are on the line with EAFL Radio. Who's this?
Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
It's Jack.
Who's this now?
It's Jack.
I can't hear you, brother. Speak up.
S-Jack,
all right.
Hell,
you got S-Jack.
I'm gone. Forget that. I'm gone. I'm just playing.
All right. We got one more person calling in. EAFL Radio, who's this?
It's Pete. He's a commissioner. Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Peaky.
Tiki,
What up, boy?
We have a special guest, ladies and gentlemen. We have S Jack, a fairly new member of EAFL 360. S Jack, what are you about? Third season?
First season in the big leagues.
Okay, first season in the big league, and we have Tiki, another founding member, and maybe 5 or 6 seasons ago became the commissioner of EAFL 360. Welcome, guys. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
So Vince was giving us predictions, and Vince had where we left off was Rams and JBEV conference championship NFC side, and we both kind of agreed that, you know, Casper and the Rams are just on a mission, even though JBEV's a tough out, but we had to give the edge to Casper. And now we were looking at the potential of a too cool Calvi match. Now, let me back up a minute. Tiki or S-Jack, either one, do you guys think that the boys and the weak Dolphins can take out Calvi and the Ravens?
I think the boys are going to win that game. He shut down the Patriots, even though Fran's not a top baller, but the Patriots are the Patriots. Anybody can score with them. He shut them out 6-0. The Ravens, they have a good defense, but I don't know. Calvi's offense isn't anything special, in my opinion, even though he did beat me in the playoffs a couple seasons ago. But I think the boys, he'll have enough to overcome that.
I can't see that happening.
Speak up a little bit, S-Jack.
All right.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yep, gotcha. Go ahead.
All right, I can't see the Dolphins even moving a ball against the Ravens.
Exactly.
I just don't see it possible. They don't have the wide receivers. They got a running game, but the Ravens front seven is so sick. I can't see the Dolphins winning that game at all.
Okay. Hang on to that thought. We have another caller. Let's see who this is. EAFL Radio, who's this?
Hello?
Yes.
It's Killer.
Killer! We have Killer, another longtime member of the EAFL, joining us. And actually, this is pretty appropriate because Killer is also a good personal friend of the boys. And we were just debating whether the boys and the Dolphins can, you know, and we all can agree that the Dolphins are a weak team. And the Ravens, particularly on defense, are a very tough team in Madden. And right now, it's I really haven't voted. Vince and S-Jack are saying that the Ravens are just going to be too tough and the Dolphins are too weak. Tiki is, you know, on the other hand, is saying that he's so impressed with the boys and his ability to shut down the Patriots. You know, anybody can score with the Patriots, and yet he was able to keep them to 0 points, that he thinks that the boys is going to have enough to win against the Ravens. Killer, you know, you've seen the boys play probably more than anybody. What do you think?
Well, I was over at his house last night, and I watched that game, and the dude could not move the ball at all. He was trying to force it to Moss, and he was shutting him down. I think it'll be a close game, and I think it'll be another low-scoring game, because I think the boys' defense is good enough to hold the Ravens to, at most, he'll score is 7 points.
Now, is that loyalty talking, or you really feel that you really
well,
feel
it's
like...
Well, it's a little bit, but I feel it's the same thing as me saying. I don't think the boys is going to score a lot of points either. I think the score is going to be like maybe 10-7, 10-6, 13-7, because the Dolphins are horrendous on offense.
Okay.
The boys is pretty much going to have to rely on his turnovers to get points, especially against that Ravens defense.
Okay. And you know, I'm gonna go with the veteran here. I'm gonna go with the boys. I played both guys. I played the Dolphins and the Patriots. I actually had more success against the Patriots than I did against the Dolphins. I played both of them. And for him to have shut down the Patriots is fairly impressive. And I think that you know, the Ravens on offense isn't really much to speak of. So I'm gonna give the boys the edge here. I'm gonna agree with Killa and with Tiki, and you know, we'll see. It's gonna be a good game though. It should be a really good game. All right. So who do you guys have? And as embarrassed as I am to say, my phone is beeping. I have a call-in number as the host, and I want to remind anybody out there listening that we're doing this more for, you know, as a dry run to see how this works out. And I'm gonna probably have to disconnect my line and then call back in, but it shouldn't affect any of you guys. And actually, I think we have the DC Bama on. Let me bring him in.
Fuck DC Bama.
Is this the DC Bama?
No, this is his brother. I don't speak no English.
Welcome to the show. Hey, here's what I'm going to do. I was just telling the guys that, you know, the phone that I'm on is beeping, and at some point it's going to just disconnect me. So since Bama is on, Bama, what I'd like you to do is kind of just keep the guys talking. I'm going to go switch phones and call back in on another phone that will not run out of battery power. And basically,
you are running a ghetto show. But all right, come on.
I sure am, huh? I sure am. It certainly is bootlegger. I got to switch phones. I can thank the same girlfriend that I expressed love to. I can also thank her because we was on the phone for about an hour before the show. So
you better hurry up and get that cord then, son.
All right, so we were talking about the playoffs, and basically what you guys to talk about is who you think is going to win it all at this point. You know, with the teams that are left in the 360 league, who do you think is going to win it all? I'm going to hang up, but I will dial back in about 90 seconds. So.
Man, PS2 is still alive. Show some love there, too.
Yeah, we got to
Well, Killa, are you going to win your... Are you finally going to win it then, Killa?
Man, I don't even... Probably not, shit.
Come
always
on,
find,
Killa.
Always find a way to lose.
Who's down there on PS2?
That's what I'm saying.
There's still some good people down here. Shit, Mr. Official last season with his Redskins went 7-9.
Damn. So who's left on your side of the bracket though, Killa?
The one dude named Carbon, and I gotta play Scrappy.
And yeah. what team do you have?
I have the Jaguars.
Oh, you should do some work then.
Yeah, the receivers just don't like catching the ball.
Well, they still got the unbumpable routes and everything like that, right? On
PS2.
Oh, okay.
I traded that junk in.
Yeah, because Killa used to whip my butt every time last year. I couldn't get past Killa last year.
I think you beat me once last year.
Yeah, I got you. You got me in the playoffs.
The Cardinals.
You got me in the playoffs, and then you ran into Dub C.
Man, I've been into so many damn AFC and NFC championship games, it's not even funny. And I lose every time.
So, Killa, who do you have winning it then in the PS2?
Well, I think I'm going to the Super Bowl on the AFC side.
But are you going to win it?
I believe so.
All right.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Show some confidence.
That's what I'm saying.
Because
we need a new Marino. We need to retire the killer Marino.
Well, we still got Strife in 360. Don't forget that.
Oh yeah, yeah, true. But I'm tired of people calling you Marino killer.
I don't even give a fuck, to be honest.
Hey, it's a family show. It's a family show. All right, it's a family show.
I don't give a tickle me elbow.
I rated, so I don't give a damn.
Yeah, think of it as we're still on the airwaves.
There you go.
Just see, I was talking about this the other day with the boys about how even though PS2 has died down, it's still probably got the most competition out of any of the other PS2 leagues.
Yeah.
Because I recently won the Super Bowl in another league, Gridiron. And
cool. You're talking about in all leagues?
All the
PS2 leagues.
Oh, okay.
I think about the EAFL in general. I was going to be like, I don't know about that.
It was funny. The two guys in the Super Bowl in this other league were two guys that are EAFL members. It was me versus Mostu.
That just shows you.
And that's, I did go 16-0 with the Jaguars and won the Super Bowl.
Let me say that I'm sure the people over in that league are happy that you got a plug in for them. But
I never mentioned the league name.
But, yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. I said another league.
Guys, am I hearing things, or did the league name get mentioned?
I didn't hear anything.
I didn't hear it.
Well, I heard it, but
they didn't pay me for the plug in.
Okay. Nevertheless, you know, the EAFL doesn't. We will not look at what other leagues do and set our standards based on what they do. The problem is not our competition level compared to other leagues in the PS2 league. Quite frankly, four teams finished 16 games, and that's the problem. Is that, you know, Wingman as a commissioner is doing a fantastic job. Quite frankly, I think he's working too hard on trying to keep that league going, and we need guys to step up and do their part. You know, if everybody brought in one guy, we'd have a full league, and we wouldn't be going through some of the things we've gone through the last two seasons. So the pending decision on whether to keep it going or not is really based on, can we maintain a certain level, a certain standard in leagues that we've established over almost 3 years. If we can do that, we will keep the PS2 league going for as long as demand exists. But if we continue to have seasons where guys aren't competing and finishing games, and, you know, instead of having most of the league finishing games, you know, only a few finish, we got to be chasing people, and it's just it's not worth it to put that much energy into the PS2 platform unless the guys in there are giving it back. So you guys want to help out, go out there and get an owner. Get a good owner and have him join the league. And, you know, we'll see what we can do. We have another caller on the line. I have a guess who it is, but let's see.
Time to go 316.
All right. Put that plastic down. Who is joining us on EAFL Radio?
Idiot.
That's the boys.
That's the boys.
what it is.
Welcome, the boys. You've been a topic of conversation tonight. Have you been listening, or
That's what made me hit this 347-839-9525. Call in if you want to pick me to win.
Wrong number.
Well,
it's 838. My bad. I try to do it real quick. But you're killing, quit cussing on a family show, my friend. Come on.
So the boys. What do you think about your game coming up against Calvi? Calvi's got a Super Bowl under his belt. What do you think?
Yeah, he's got a Super Bowl under his belt. I got two, and I got four appearances. So I'm not really sweating it. I tell you what, though, I'm sweating the Dolphins in that offense. They are not sexy by any means. I don't know. He had some big drops in the last game. Had some big users over him. I don't know if anyone's been mentioning that I beat him 21-0 in the regular season. But
good point.
Hey, I picked you, buddy. I picked you.
Well, so did I, actually. So, but that's a good point. I feel like the guy on Around the Horn, and he sits there. What's his? You know the guy, ESPN Around the Horn, and he gives people.
Reality.
Yeah, him. I feel like him. I feel like I wanted to hit the thing and go, oh, ding, 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 good point. I didn't realize you beat him 21-0. I think we have another person on the line, and I think we will all recognize this person. Coach K, welcome.
What's going on?
Toast Killer.
What's up, fellas?
What up, K?
So just to kind of recap, we have, let me make sure I got everybody that we have on the line. We started with Vince. We have Bama, we have Tiki, Commissioner of the 360 League, we have S-Jack, we have Killa, we have the boys, and now we have Coach K, Commissioner of EAFL E360 and Commissioner of EAFL NCAA, and, you know, we just know him as Mr. EAFL. So, Coach K, thanks for joining us.
All right, it's a pleasure.
So, back to the boys. So, you know, what's the prediction? He said you're worried about the Finns. We know the Finns suck in Madden, you know, identical to their NFL counterparts. But, you know, what's your prediction in this game?
Let's put all the swag to the side here. I'm going with a 14-0 skunk for Kalvmeister. I just don't think my offense can squeak through anymore. I think it's here's where I hit the wall. Top out as far as you can take the Dolphins. I think I'm going to run into a bunch of fullback dives. I'm expecting a big game for Yaman Figures, since I'm going to decide to take Meat Williams out of the game.
So,
Yaman Figures to go for two TDs, two long scores. My offense struggles. I turn the ball over. 14-0 Calvi.
I don't know, guys. What do you guys think, man? That sounds like a cop out to me.
I think he's full of crap.
I do.
14-0? You never bitch that out in this league. What are you talking about?
He's gonna drop 50 on him.
Go Vol.
Hell, Fran almost shut him down. 6-0. You never know.
Hey, still almost doesn't count, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But I still got the boys winning, though. He's full of shit. Whoop, never mind. He's full of crap right now.
He's full of beans.
Yeah, he's full of beans.
Let's see who this is. We got another call. I do not recognize the number.
I bet it's Too Cool.
EAFL Radio, who's this?
It's Too Cool.
Too Cool, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, congratulations on your win tonight.
Oh, thank you, man.
Good job.
Oh, yeah.
Who you got next? Who do you think you will be playing next? Because that's the topic right now. Do you think you'll be playing Calvi and the Ravens, or do you think that you'll be playing the boys and his Dolphins?
Ooh, that's a tough question. I think the boys is better coach. No disrespect to Calvi, but the boys has the experience. He's a very good player. But the Dolphins suck. But I'm going to have to go with the boys on this one. It'll be a tight game, but I think it's going to be the boys. I'm going to let you guys in on some inside information. Got the Ravens. Insider trading. Bet on Calvi.
Who do you want to face, Tyler?
Oh, that's a good question, too. I think I probably want to play the boys because their defense isn't very good, and my offense is really fast. So I think I could take advantage of that secondary.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I think I'd be able to take advantage of that with Mathis, Andre Johnson, and Andre Davis out there. I think I'd be able to take apart that secondary.
Well, to go to a quote from the game against the Patriots, got spit.
Well, I'll tell you, this modern technology, I don't know how I got booted off the phone call, but I did.
I was having trouble getting into the phone call.
Me too.
You got too many people calling in, see?
Well, this is why I wanted to do a dry run, so I can kind of get used to how this works.
This is like a live chat instead of a radio show.
I'm just talking now.
All right, so where were you?
We're talking about who Too Cool wants to face in the championship.
Okay, and where was he? At the boys, right?
Yeah, I said the boys.
Actually,
I want to play the Dolphins. I don't want to play the boys. There's a difference.
That's actually pretty good. All right. A couple of announcements I want to make, and maybe we can get you guys feedback on it. But I understand, and I don't know if this was posted anywhere else on the boards, but apparently EA Sports has extended their contract with the NFL and the NFL Players Association through the end of the 2012 season. And so for at least another 5 years or 4 years, well, really 5 years, EA Sports will have exclusive rights to the NFL gaming and being able to use the NFL players. So any thoughts anybody had on possibly NFL 2K getting that it ain't going to happen at least until 2013. EA Sports has also promised a super deluxe 20th anniversary Madden game, which will be coming out in the fall. So they have not disclosed any specifics or any details, but they've said that the game will be a great game for the 20th anniversary. The exact words were going above and beyond. So you guys got any thoughts on that?
In terms of EA, above and beyond, is they're going to throw in Madden 92 as a bonus arcade game, and you can create your own fan next year. It's not going to affect anything to do with the game.
It's always going to be glitches, so it doesn't matter.
As for the 2K, I think EA Sports needs some type of competition because they've been getting lazy as hell the past couple of years. Service still shitty. I mean, if you had another football game in the market, they'd probably go to work and do something.
I mean, is that really true, though? I mean, let's really, really be honest. To me, EA has been putting out the best football games, I mean, regardless of what 2K was doing.
Honestly, 2K, it wasn't a bad football game at all. If 2K was still on the market, it might have been as mad. I'm sorry if I'm talking devil's talk right now, but that's how I feel. If EA has some competition, it'd probably do better. Server-wise, I don't know about glitch-wise. Like Bama said, it's going to be glitches.
But the thing is that 2K, even if they can make the perfect product, but they won't even market it properly. So why would they deserve to even? I mean, they had their chance. I mean, you know, they had their chance to show the NFL what they could do, and they didn't do it. And the NFL made their choice.
I don't know.
NFL 2K with the one with Randy Moss on the cover was one of the better football games I've played.
Exactly.
So I'm not going to say that they can't make a quality game.
They need to bring back co-op. You know what's so much fun? I'm going deep, throwing the ball. That was pretty fun.
Well,
yeah, when you can put, like, throw in the multi-tap and have, like, four guys on one team.
Well, at the end of the day, we're stuck with EA Sports, and considering, you know, our brand of the EAFL, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And all
See,
we can do is
so, something that a lot of people don't know is that EA had to sell its rights to MLB to have the NFL exclusively. That's why EA doesn't make Major League Baseball games.
And they had a
few
games.
Let's be real. Do you play football more? Or do you play baseball more? So it really doesn't matter at the end of the day. I'm going to stand by it.
That's why EA started coming out with that college baseball game.
Yeah, but you know what? Considering that Madden is annually the number one selling video game, period, you can't blame EA for what they do. As many copies as you talk about the Halos and the Gears of War, but you know what? Madden still outsells them. Madden's their number one franchise, period. Number one game. And, you know, if they make a decision to sell out another game, a Major League Baseball game or whatever, I mean, it seems to me that it's working out pretty well for them.
Mm-hmm.
We can only hope that the game continues to improve.
I don't think it's going to improve considering they lost the head creator of Madden, David Ortiz.
He left because rumor has it that he actually got forced out because he was trying to add different things to the game and EA didn't approve of it.
I don't expect much change in Madden for either system next year.
I just expect it to make the same kind of progress that it made from 05 to 06 to 07. I think it just basically backtracked, and now it's bringing its way back to where it was before. You know, maybe they add a couple of new things to it, but that's how I look at it.
The biggest thing they need to do for next gen is bring some of the current gen features over.
On the note of current gen versus next gen, I actually had an email exchange with EA technical support, and I asked them a question about going online and being able to save rosters. And I pretty much said, you know, from what I'm being told, that can't be done. I'd just like to understand why. That's a basic, simple thing that would be so helpful. To have to go in every single game and change your rosters is just stupid. And the response they got, which was a pretty decent response, was that, you know, believe it or not, there's only a certain number of months between versions, and they can only perfect so many features. And even then, the features that they perfect aren't perfected. There's always a bug or a glitch. So what they try to do is prioritize from year to year. They have a laundry list of things that they want to put in the game. But the reality is that in order for the features that they try to focus on to have the least amount of errors, they can only do a certain number, and then they stop. But they committed in the email, at least, they said that many of the current gen's features will be brought into next gen over the next couple of versions. So we'll see. You know, we'll see.
I believe.
Another announcement. I'm going to move on from Madden for a second. Some of you may have remembered NFL head coach came out on the PS2 system, and you know, 1 year it came out, and we haven't seen or heard from it since. And recently they announced Tony Dungy would be on the cover, and that they will be introducing an NFL coach 09, and it will be on the Xbox 360. So I played NFL coach. And, you know, if you're a Madden head, you probably won't like NFL coach. But if you want to sit and make decisions all day and really get the feel of running a team, you know, it really wasn't a bad game.
Anybody
else?
Like it.
If you're a Madden head, you ain't going to like it.
Is it a game? Is it really a game?
Call in the plays from the sideline.
Talk to the wrong crowd, too.
The game is called Head Coach, so... If you want to play a game where your user catches you by Madden, it's called Head Coach. So if you want to see what it's like to be on the, you know, to be on the sidelines in the front office, then that's the purpose of the game.
Hopefully, all the sim guys go run to play that game next year and leave us alone.
I bought Head Coach for the PS2 when it first came out, and I also spent the money and bought that Motorola headset. And that headset sucks so bad. Every game I jumped into, I thought
it worked for Zocom.
Secrets.
It worked for Zocom.
Not about that Motorola headset.
It works for everything, but it sounds like they're whispering to you, like they're trying to tell you a secret.
So you bought a Motorola headset? Yeah, okay.
It's like, how much hey, this game sucks.
I figured it'd last more than 2 months. Besides the Logitech headset.
Jeez. All right, hey, man. Good. More power to you, brother.
Casper says he's winning it all, just as a side note.
When did he say that?
He just told me, but on another side note, Subway has $5 foot-long subs. So
that's amazing.
I want to throw out there. It's a great deal. But Casper just said that he's going to win the championship hands down.
Clap it up for Casper.
Tell Casper to pick up the phone and call in and make it official.
I'm telling them right now.
All right. Anybody have NBA Live 08?
That game sucks ass. Excuse the
language. I do.
Excuse the language. If you want a basketball game.
It's great.
If you want a basketball game, pick up NBA 2K8. Live hasn't been good since 03.
Have you even tried the demo?
I don't want to try it. K, it sucks.
You can't make a judgment without trying it.
Only eat it.
I tried the demo. It sucks. 2K is a really good game.
I bought the game last weekend. I have 2K07. I don't have 2K08. I went to GameStop. I just wanted to buy a game, and I wanted a basketball game. And I said, all right, I've heard all the hype about NBA Live 08. Let me buy it. And I got to say, I think 2K07 is better than NBA Live
08. Wow.
Really.
I'm
an NBA Live guy from back in the day.
It hasn't been
Jordan, all of that. Jordan was on there, and I'm an NBA Live guy. And then NBA Live kind of dropped off for a few years, so I got away from it. And
06 and 07.
I played the demo, and it sucked. And this year, everybody said the game is back. It looks great. It's great. It's great. It's great. I'm so disappointed. I'm crushed.
I think it's because you're used to playing 2K.
No. See, you trade in live, you pick up NBA 2K, and then I beat you in it. I'll give you 60 with LeBron James.
Man.
Yeah, you come at me with LeBron, I'll come at you with Kobe, and we'll see what happens.
So I'll come at y'all with
you. You know, 7 was nice.
You know how I feel about LeBron and Kobe. We don't got to go
yeah,
there.
You know how I feel about LeBron and Kobe.
Hey, well, I'm going to stand by LeBron being the best right now.
All right. We can settle it on the court. I get the game, but I'm probably going to get Vegas first, Vegas 6.
These guys, too much of Halo heads to know about Vegas.
I heard Vegas is just like the original Vegas.
Yeah.
Or it's a continuation of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's fine, cause the first story was good. All right, guys, it feels like the show's winding down. Any final comments, anything else to say? I don't want to hear any more about Subway footlongs being $5, but beyond that, anything else to add?
Yo, Subway footlongs are $5.
Look for prime time to pass the ball next season.
What's that?
Look for prime time to pass the ball next season.
No matter what happens at the end of season 26, by the end of season 27, I'll have a ring on my finger for 360.
Who is that?
Yeah, who was that? Say your name. Who?
That
was the boys.
Who said that?
Oh, okay. I should have one on my finger by the end of season 26.
Ooh, Casper, what Casper?
Hold on, we just got it. Someone else wants to call in. Let's see if it's Casper. Or
it is Casper.
This is Casper.
By the way, I win a game next year in the postseason.
That's got someone that just called in from a 732 area code. Identify yourself. Hello?
They got Mike.
I hope he's better. Yeah, what's up? Talking on telephone.
Hey, wiping off.
Two area code on one.
Yeah, this is Casper.
Oh, there he is.
I'm just calling to let you guys know that it's official. The Super Bowl is coming to St. Louis.
Oh, really? Okay.
Super Bowl. Is coming to the Rams.
It might be. The Super Bowl might be going there, but the championship's going to Houston.
Ooh.
I'll be putting the second ring on my finger at the end of this season.
But didn't you already blow it once with the Rams? Do you really want to test it again?
Ooh.
That was to Bama. I'm glad we went to him. Anyone else in this league? The joke.
What? Okay.
Ooh, man.
Oh, man.
And Casper should have been on the show from the beginning. He's
waking you know Casper is just a controversial.
I just know my record against Casper is 2-1.
What team did I have to cool? Remind the fans.
I know. I had the Cardinals. Cardinals weren't that good.
Remind the fans of the matchup. Cardinals versus who?
It was against the Niners. I know you got lucky in that game that you won. You know it, too.
I hope you could get lucky with the Niners. I got the Rams now. It'll be a different story.
Wait, who is that? It's
2-1
versus Casper.
Killer. Killer, 2-1 versus nobody.
We talk about PS2 stuff? Oh, come on, man.
Was that Killer?
I thought that was Too Cool Talking.
It's Too Cool Talking.
Yeah, trade that plastic in.
Was that you, Too Cool?
I can barely understand you guys right now.
Say that again?
Were you the one saying that you're 2-1 versus Casper?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, okay. All right. I couldn't quite grasp who was speaking. All right.
Yeah, it was me.
Casper's all bark, no bite.
I will guarantee that if I meet Too Cool in the Super Bowl, I will win the game. Guaranteed.
You putting in your best on this, signatures?
And that's a risky guarantee.
Unlike the guarantee that you made about going undefeated that you pussy out of, I will guarantee I go undefeated and I win the Super Bowl.
Family show.
If I win out, I'll win the Super Bowl. I guarantee that.
We will see.
Well,
you got to make it to me first.
As I say, the reality of it is, you know, both you guys still got another game to play.
That's true.
Either game, I mean, what we're looking at. All four teams that are left to play you know, with Calvi, with the boys, with Keegan, and with JaVev. You guys look too far past those games. You may, neither one of you may be in that Super Bowl.
That's true. I come into every game ready to play. I don't overlook anybody.
All about that.
I suck.
So who's going to Philly?
Me.
Go Philly.
Yeah, I'll be there. Damn, I think I need to fly to D.C. because I can't rent a car. I ain't 25.
You gotta be 25 to rent a car.
You going to if you go to D.C. I can pick you up.
Because I tried to set it up last night and I tried to, then I was going through and I got a deal on rent a car and I was going to rent the car and they're like, sorry, you have to be 25, so you're stuck at the airport.
Who's that talking? Is it?
Somebody can pick you up at the airport and fill it.
All right, you see, one of the things that the callers don't seem to understand is when you're calling into a radio show, the host has all the power. And when the host says, I'm going to interject, and you keep talking, then all he has to do is hit a button and mute you, and then now you can't be heard. So let's try this again. Let's see. I'm going to do this one at a time. Bama.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got Bama. Coach K.
I'm here.
All right, we got Coach K. And Tiki.
Right here, right here.
All right, and Vince.
Yep.
All right, that's enough. The other guys can talk to each other or they can hang up because it's not going to happen on our radio show, which is why we will not use this for a draft, is they are not going to take over the show and not listen. When the host says, hold on, slow down, they will pay attention. And if not, they'll be muted or hung up on. That's how the radio shows are going to operate. So, guys, we got 4 minutes of airtime left. Final thoughts, closing thoughts?
Fuck Cash and fuck Tukulu. Let's get ready for season 27.
go Vets. That's all I have. And see anybody in Philly.
Halo. As for only respect Bama, then he gets the last pick if he wins. 30 seconds.
There you go. Hey, one last question for you guys. One last question. What did you guys, did any of you get to check out the Blitzcast, and what did you think of it?
Oh, it was great.
As for the Blitzcast, SJ got to watch our game, T, and we know how that went. I'm just playing. I don't care. I didn't get to see it because I was playing. Yeah. If I get to check it out, I'll give you my thoughts on it later.
Maybe you pretty cool. I began one for Madden 09.
Okay. Well, good. I hope the league embraces the concept, and I hope enough guys decide that they want to get a Blitz box. And I'll certainly talk to the people at Blitzcast and see if we can get a group rated if enough people are interested. I think that you know, I don't know that EA Sports is going to bring Spectator into Madden. We'd love to see it, but it doesn't happen. So I think in lieu of that, I think Blitzbox is going to be another way for us to get the word out about the league, broadcast the games, and get some excitement. And I just think it adds an extra dimension that most people do have. So,
what time do we call in Sunday, Chief, if we want to?
Say that again now?
What time do we call in Sunday if we want to?
Good way to end the show. On Sunday night, after the draft, unfortunately I could not get airtime for 8 o'clock during the draft, so the 11 o'clock on Sunday night, I will do a show, and I will talk about the draft and talk about, you know, what teams were picked, what surprises, and then talk about, you know, predictions. And I think what we'll do Sunday night is probably I'll limit to who can call in, and we'll just have a few of you guys calling in, you know, to give some commentary. We had 8 guys call in, and I appreciate everybody calling in so I can at least get an idea how this works. But, you know, you get to that number of people, it's really hard to manage, so we'll probably try to keep it to just a few people to call in. But Sunday night, 11 o'clock, and that's really it. So I want to thank everybody for calling in. Thank everybody for listening. I really didn't think we'd have enough to go for an hour, but we did. And I want to remind everybody that you can find the EAFL at www.eaflmadden.com. And if you're interested in joining, it's the same web address. Just add a join ESPN.htm. That'll take you right to the join page, and you can join. We have a PS2 league, a PS3 league, two 360 leagues, and an NCAA league. And just remember, guys, that the EAFL is where all feuds are settled on the field. Everybody take care.
Later.
Peace out.